We pray. Lord, keep us focused on your word today and all of our days. Amen. One thing I've come to know about myself, and that I think I've known for a long time now, is I'm very easily distracted. Case in point, today I came and early today at school, tried to look at my chapel address, and instead somehow I wound up looking at my fantasy basketball team. We humans are easily distracted people. We often like lists to distract us. Lists are very distracting. You've often probably seen it on the internet when there's a list that might catch your attention. Maybe it reads something like, 10 celebrities you didn't know committed a crime, or so on. Often these sites, these clickbait, is a waste of time. There's not much content to it. They just want you to click on it and add to their total of clicks. Well, today we're going to be reading from Hebrews chapter 13, and here we have a list that I would like you to consider. 6 ways to lead a godly life, and it's for your service in this world, and it's through your ever-present and unchanging God. We read Hebrews chapter 13. Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So here we go. We have 6 ways that you can lead a godly life. The first way is let the brotherly love continue. That is, let the Christian love that you have for each other here, let that continue. Step 2 is to be nice to strangers. It's often easy to be nice to those that we know and those who are our family and our friends, but it can be a lot harder to be nice to strangers. Step number 3, remember the mistreated. Remember those Christians and those people who are persecuted, who are suffering for Jesus' name, and remember them in your prayers. Honor marriage. Live a lifestyle that honors the sanctity of marriage. Keep away from greed. This can be hard to follow in our day and age, but don't be caught up in the possessions of this world. Rather, use your gifts to support the working of the gospel. Number 6, imitate your spiritual leaders. Imitate those people who have taught you the gospel and the word of God, and try to imitate their faith. So this is a list that you can do, 6 ways that you can lead a godly life. But I don't know if you're like me, but when I read this list, I just see ways that I fail to lead a godly life. Let's go through this list again. Let brotherly love continue. How often do we do not love each other like we should? Be nice to strangers. How often is that untrue? Remember those who are mistreated. How often do we forget those people who are mistreated? Honor marriage. How often don't we stick up for the sanctity of marriage? Don't be greedy. How often is possessions and money, how often do those things control our lives? Imitate leaders. How often do you imitate your spiritual leaders and respect them like you should? You see, when we read this list here, we can't do any of these things. It's not a list of how we can lead a godly life. It's a list of how we fail to lead a godly life. But it also is more than that. It's not just how we fail, but rather it's 6 ways that we lead a godly life through our ever-present and unchanging Lord and Savior. We have some attributes of God here. Verse 5. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord, you see, is, of course, omnipresent. He's always around. He's always here. Jesus said, Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And that continues to be true right now. For he himself has said, that is, Jesus has said this, and it continues to be true, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That is such a wonderful comfort to us. Also, we have an attribute of God here which is called immutability, which means to not change. You see, God never changes. Revelation 1:8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. You see, God never changes. He never goes back on a promise. He's always here, and he never is going to leave you or forsake you. If you ever, you know, we change, humans change, and right now your minds are very young. Someday that will change when you'll get older, and your memory might fail you. Well, if that ever happens, we have something very comforting here, that no matter what, Jesus will be gracious to you. You can say to yourself, I can't remember what I did yesterday, perhaps, but I know that Jesus was gracious to me and forgave me my sins. Albert Einstein once said, the past is dead, future is uncertain, the present is all you have. This might be a motivational saying, but it's really untrue when we look at Scripture, isn't it? Past is dead. Our past is not dead. Jesus forgave us our sins on the cross many years ago. Future is uncertain. It's true that we do not know what our future holds for us, but God knows, and God has a plan for each and every one of you. Present is all we have. That also is untrue. These six steps, you see, we don't do, but Jesus has already done them for you. We humans, we're flawed, we're distracted, we're unable to lead the godly lives that we should. What a comfort this text is for us. We are not alone, you see. We do not have a God who changes. He changes his mind or forgets his promises to us. Rather, this text is not just some list of things that we should maybe do if we want to have a better life. But rather, this text is a list of things that Jesus Christ has already done for us and will continue to do for us, and he will never change. We pray, O Lord Jesus Christ, be with us today and in our future, and help us to rely on your word. Amen. We will conclude today with hymn 357 and sing verses 1, 2, 5, and 6.